It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. For several years, an adult married couple in Wisconsin made pornographic videos and posted them online without attaching their names to them. The couple published two books about their experiences under the pseudonyms Jerry and Jay Hart, one in 2016, the other in 2018. Last year, their real identities came out as Carmen Wilson and Joe Gao, both with extensive ties to higher education and the system here in Wisconsin. As a result, Gao was fired from his position as chancellor of UW-La Crosse last year, but remains a professor at the university. Carmen's most recent position was vice president of academic affairs at Madai University. Now, Gao's job is at risk. Last month, an academic committee recommended that Gao be removed from his position as professor. The final decision would be in the hands of the UW Board of Regents. Joe Gao and Carmen Wilson are with us now. Joe, Carmen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. Great to be here.
Joe, let's start with your current state. As I mentioned, removed as chancellor of UW-La Crosse. Academic committee, a faculty committee says you should be out as professor too. What are you watching for now as this ultimately could go to the Board of Regents for a final decision?
Well, it remains a free speech case, and it's been pretty sad to see the administration try to make it into something else, and they haven't been able to really come up with anything that'll stick. They did get the votes from the faculty hearing committee that they wanted to move it along. I met yesterday, or well, not yesterday, earlier in the week with the new chancellor at UW-La Crosse, James Beebe. And now, according to the state statute, it's his decision to make whether he wants to go ahead and try to fire me through the Board of Regents or to say, hey, enough is enough. Let's let him teach.
Joe, staying with that free speech argument there, people not infrequently lose their jobs because of what people view as reputational damage to the institution. Yes, you have the free speech right to make a video, a sexual video, to share it with others. But your employer might say, hang on, this guy's a face of our institution to parents. State lawmakers are looking at this story. People do lose their jobs in situations like this. Does the free speech argument fall short?
I think that the free speech argument is very strong when it comes to a tenured faculty position. And, you know, that's why we have tenure. Faculty are supposed to challenge social mores, ask questions. And, you know, what Carmen and I did was more than just make pornography. And it's kind of sad to see it dismissed that way. There are some real ideas there about contemporary relationships, sexuality, technology. I mean, if people take the time to read the books, they'll see that. But in any case, reputational harm, I just don't see it. I mean, enrollment for UW-La Crosse for the fall is up. There have been some really big donations that have come in. The finances are strong. You know, we're not having to close programs or lay people off. So I again, people say this caused reputational harm. We just don't see it.
Carmen, there's a quote from your book quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that your first book, that you were, quote, fairly certain a scandal would ensue if our peers were to know about what we've been doing and going on. Our careers likely would be ruined. You had a concern about this all along. Can you talk about the concern over what would happen if those two identities in your lives were connected?
Well, you know, we knew that this is controversial behavior. You know, what we were engaging was controversial. And we knew that the politics, particularly in the state of Wisconsin, are very conservative. Had we been doing this in a less conservative state, we might not have felt as strongly about the scandal that could ensue.
What led the two of you to pursue this hobby, side gig, advocacy for a different attitude towards sexuality, Carmen, in the first place?
Well, I think that, you know, we came together later in life. I was in my 40s, Joe was in his 50s, and we were interested in exploring sexuality. We were had both been married before and weren't particularly satisfied with the sexuality in our previous marriages and either one of us. And we talked to each other about that. And so then we talked about, well, what is it that we would like to do and find satisfying? And that led us into this world of creating adult content with talent from the industry.
Joe, part of the concern here, I think, is that there's a portion of the population for religious, moral, ethical grounds, people from different backgrounds who think, you know, pornography is inherently wrong, damaging, immoral. The list goes on. What would you say to that portion of the state?
Well, you know, this term pornography, it covers a lot of ground. It's almost like, I think it is like saying sports or entertainment or music. I mean, sure, there's a lot of pornography that we would never recommend that people pay attention to. But there are some things we think that can be positive, and we think the depictions in our videos are very loving and consensual and the equal. There's nobody dominating anybody. There's no violence. I mean, it's amazing to watch just mainstream TV, how much violence there is, and that's okay. But if you're actually showing a loving couple engaged in sexuality, somehow that's just beyond the pale.
We're talking with former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, his wife, longtime academic Carmen Wilson, about their participation in making and promoting adult films online. Joe's loss of his job as chancellor, possible loss of his job coming up as a professor. If, Joe, you do lose this job, what are the two of you looking at next? Do you pursue jobs in academia elsewhere in the country?
Well, fortunately, I'm at a point in my life that, I'm 63 years old, going to be 64. I would not be teaching for that much longer. But there's a principle here that we think that we're in the right on this and the system is in the wrong. And so we do want to contest this action. And, down the road, what we want to be involved in are some good conversations like we're having right now. So if there are other universities or places that want to have us come and speak and talk and answer questions, we would be delighted to do that.
And how about you, Carmen, your future in the academic world?
Well, I had had some pretty negative experiences in the academy in the past few years. And Joe and I talked, and we decided that the academic world was no longer the world that I wanted to be in prior to us releasing our videos. So I had already decided to leave the academy. I'm interested in vegan cooking. I'm working on a vegan cookbook. We have a YouTube channel where we share some of the cooking shows. And so I'm interested in that. But as Joe said, what we would really like to be able to do is to talk to young people about sexuality and how to negotiate your sexuality with your partner, and what is pornography and what isn't it, and how it can be used in a healthy way if people would choose to do so, and other aspects of sexuality and free speech and so on.
Joe, one argument I've seen from some in the university community is, hey, maybe if Joe Gao had come out with this after losing the job as chancellor and said, hey, sorry, my bad, these lives were going to cross, bad judgment, whatever, they say they would have been okay with that. They've accused you of, in effect, exploiting the controversy now to promote your online videos. What's your response?
Well, the thing that everybody seems to forget is we didn't want this kind of attention. We put the videos out into the world as an experiment. We never thought they would draw as much attention as they have. And somebody told the system president, and the next thing you know, the board fires me without any conversation on, hey, we have a problem with this. Let's do this in a low-key way. They were the ones who really outed us. And there you are. And that doesn't really get talked about very much. That was a choice that they made. We could have avoided all this controversy if we wanted to.
Carmen, I wanted to ask about your personal life here. How has this affected relationships with friends and family since this all came out late last year?
Well, I will say initially, my family, I have a very small family. I'm an only child. My dad is long gone. My mom lives nearby, and I have a daughter. And my mom and my daughter were, of course, shocked. But since we've had the opportunity to talk about it. And really expanding, like for my mom, her most frequent phrase is, "I had no idea," and I think she and I have talked about sexuality more in the past 6 months than we did in my entire life growing up. And that I would say the same is true with my daughter, that you know, we've been able to have some very interesting conversations that we never had before.
And how about you, Joe?
Well, my family is a little split on it, and that's probably the hardest part of this whole experience. And again, the way that the Regents fired me so suddenly and publicly, that didn't really give us much of an opportunity to tell our families that this was coming. And that's very unfortunate.
Carmen, in our last few moments, part of your hope, I think, from producing the videos and now from the conversations you're having, is to promote the idea of sex positivity. In a nutshell, what do we mean by that?
Well, that sex is an important part of people's, sexuality is an important part of people's lives. And, how do you navigate that in a way that's healthy for you and your partner or partners, whatever that looks like. And just because Joe and I do things one way doesn't make that the right way or the only way. It's what works for us. And I think that's the important thing, is what works for the individual and the people in their lives.
And just very briefly, Joe, are you continuing to produce videos?
We haven't made any videos, any sexual videos, in some time. Right now, we're just focusing on this fight for me to keep my tenured faculty position. And also, we do make some cooking videos. Carmen is a fantastic cook, and we are very proud of that.
Joe, Carmen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure.
Joe Gauss, former chancellor and current professor at UW-La Crosse. He and his wife, Carmen Wilson, joined the show to talk about backlash from the university system because of their production of adult films and distribution online.